Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather today across Israel is mild and pleasant, with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv and sunny skies in Jerusalem, perfect for a stroll or an outdoor coffee. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys cooler temperatures with some cloud cover. As night falls, expect a warm and clear evening. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, barrages from Lebanon struck northern Israel earlier today, seriously wounding a man. The IDF warns of possible escalation amidst ongoing tensions. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, the Israeli Navy conducted precision strikes against targets in Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, Yemen, and Gaza. This follows an intense 4-7-day period of maritime operations. Also this hour, the JTA reports that Israel has agreed to a 10-day halt in fighting in Lebanon. This decision comes as President Trump announces a ceasefire aimed at preserving talks with Iran. Separately, the Forward confirms the announcement by President Trump, highlighting the 10-day ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon. And finally, I-24 News reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu sees a historic peace opportunity with Lebanon emerging amid the ceasefire efforts. Here's what people are saying online. The account known as the Iran Watcher posted just minutes ago about Iranian regime insiders tied to luxury apartments in Istanbul. Caitlin Collins, a prominent journalist, noted just now that President Trump is willing to visit Pakistan. Alberto Miguel Fernandez, a commentator, remarked that while the ceasefire may hold, Trump deserves credit for securing it, though he may not receive it. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in northern Israel, Ynet reports that barrages from Lebanon caused serious injuries as tensions escalate. The IDF continues to maintain its current safety guidelines for civilians. This development underscores the fragile security situation in the region. Turning to the Israeli Navy's operations, according to the Jerusalem Post, the Navy has been actively involved in precision strikes, reflecting Israel's strategic maritime capabilities. This comes as part of the broader conflict involving Iran and its allies. The impact on regional stability remains a pressing concern. Meanwhile, the JTA and Forward both highlight the recent ceasefire agreement. President Trump's announcement aims to de-escalate the conflict and protect ongoing discussions with Iran. This 10-day pause could open diplomatic channels, but challenges remain on the economic front. First, Mariv Business discusses businesses struggling with an influx of inquiries. As interest grows, effective management becomes critical. Separately, CTEC reports on AI's evolving role in investigations, highlighting the balance between technological power and human judgment. And finally, Globes covers the resignation of Zim CEO Eli Glickman. His departure follows a failed acquisition bid, signaling potential shifts in the company's strategic direction. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.